Today's daf is Shabbos Daf Kuf Zayin, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Vav Amid Beis, Tanu Rabbanon Hatzad Tzvi Suma. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avram Ben Gittel, Yitzchak Elio Ben Chaya Sarah, Avram Kadesh Ben Malka Bela, Avram Yekasil Ben Gittel, Chana Gittel Bas Brindel, Rafal Chaim Shayashov Ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo Ben Basya, Chaim Ben Yom Ben Mordechai Ben Ida, Chizki Yishloim Ezizkin Ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi Ben Chana Henela, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe Ben Chana, Harav Chaim Doiv Ben Krindel, Yael Bas Bela, Shoshana Tova Bas Esther, Michal Shoshana Bas Tova Hadasa, Chavasero Bas Chana Freida. Today's daf is also being learned. Leilu Nishmas Yichil Yosef Ben Tzvi Betzalel Shloim Zeb Ben Avram Yitzchak Mordechai Ziskin Ben Meir Ochanan and Baruch Tzvi Ben Ephraim Zalman Halevi. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the Melacha of Tzad. One is not allowed to capture. One is not allowed to trap an animal on Shabbos. Tanu Rabbanon Hatzad Tzvi Suma V'yashen. If somebody traps a deer that was either blind or sleeping on Shabbos, Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv. Chiger V'zokin V'choyla. If, however, the deer was lame, it couldn't move, V'zokin, it was old, or it was sick, Potter, he's going to be Potter. Meaning, there's a havamino that maybe if somebody traps a deer that is not very active, can't really get around, perhaps you shouldn't be chayev for trapping it because you didn't really do much. It's in this natural state of being trapped. Stating that, says the Braisa, if somebody traps a tzvi that's blind or sleeping, he's going to be chayev. If he's chiger, zaken achayle, he's going to be pot. Amalei Abaye Rav Yosef. So Abaye told Rav Yosef, Maishnahani, Maishnahani. What's the difference between the two? So he said, Ani avidi lirbuye, hani lo avidi lirbuye. If somebody tries to catch a deer that's blind, the moment you try to get it, even though it's blind, it's going to start fighting with you. It's going to try to get away and it's going to run. That means when you trap it, you actually did something. It's called tzad. As a result, you're going to be chayev. The same is true for a tzvi that's sleeping. However, a tzvi that's a chiger, a zaken, or a chayla, it's lo yavid lirbuye. It can't really get around. As a result, if you trap it, you didn't really do much. And it's for that reason you're going to be potter. Vatanya freita gemara. This braisa said that if somebody traps a tzvi that's a chayla, he's potter. We learned that a chayla is chayev. I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, very simply, there's different types of machlas as it relates to a tzvi. Like kasha, ha b'chayla machmas ishta, ha b'chayla machmas uftzina. If it's a chayla machmas ishta, ishta is a fever. In that case, you're going to be chayev. If the animal was chayla machmas uftzina, Rashi says ayefus. He's very tired. It's hard for him to move. It's lethargic. So in that case, it's in a natural state of tzad. So by you trapping it, you're not really doing much. As a result, you didn't violate the malach of tzad. Tanu Rabbanan hatzad chagovin gizin. If somebody traps different types of grasshoppers, tsirin viyit, or hornets and mosquitoes, b'shabes chayev deviramei. The chachamim say it depends. Kol shebemino nitzay chayev. If this is a species that people sometimes trap, you're going to be chayev. Kol shebemino nitzay potter. If, however, it's a species that people don't usually go and trap, then the halach is you're going to be potter. Okay, so what's the halachic nafkemina between Rameir and the Chachamim? Rameir said a halacha, the Chachamim said a rule. Rameir said if somebody traps chagovim and gizin, grasshoppers, tzraim and yetushin, hornets and mosquitoes, yichayev. The Chachamim say, no, it depends. If it's beminoi nitzoy, yichayev. If it's not beminoi nitzoy, potter. It's a nice, theoretical, abstract rule. Pachlis. You're arguing with Rameir, you're not arguing with Rameir. So Rashi says, beminoi nitzoy, kigoyin chagovim v'gizin. She'em beminoi nitzoy, tzirim v'yetushin. In other words, the Chachamim are coming to agree partially with what Rameir said and disagree partially with what Rameir said. Rameir said, Chagovim and Gizin Achayev, Chachamim agree, because that's something that's Beminoi Nitzai. People sometimes catch these things. Tzeron V'yadushim, people don't catch it. As a result, that falls into the latter part of the category. And that is She'en Beminoi Nitzai. In that case, you're going to be Chagovim B'Shasatal. If somebody would catch Chagovim, grasshoppers, when there's a lot of dew outside, Potter, he's going to be Potter. And the reason is because the dew blinds the grasshoppers, and as a result, it's in a natural state of being trapped. And if you trap a trapped animal, the halach is your potter. B'shas hasharav. If it was very hot outside, then chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. Even though the heat can maybe get to the grasshopper, but it can give zechanetz in the heat, and therefore, if you go and do tzad on the grasshopper when it's very hot,
We don't say, oh, it was anyways immobile. It was anyways a lame duck, so to speak. And as a result, you didn't do anything by trapping it. No, then it's going to be considered trapping. If you have a swarm of grasshoppers, then the loch is, you're going to be potter. So again, the Tanakhama said that if somebody traps chagovin b'shas hatal potter, b'shas hashorav chayiv. Allah said that if you have a lot of grasshoppers, you're going to be potter. The Chama weren't sure what exactly Allah ben Mavoy was commenting on. Allah ben Mavoy, a reisha koi, or a seifa koi? Was he going to comment on the reisha? The reisha said, atzod chagovin b'shas hatal potter. On that, Allah ben Mavoy said, not always potter, only if there were many. If there are many, it's hard for them to move. As a result, if you trap them, it's considered they were trapped already, you're going to be potter. Maybe it was going on the Sefer, where the Tanakhama said that if it was very hot outside, Yechayiv, and on that, Allah's Mavoy was coming to be Mekel, and say the only time Yechayiv is if there's not a lot. But if there's a lot, you're going to be potter. Tashma, it's a Mufurish of Bryce, it's not Chagov, and B'Shas HaTal potter, B'Shas HaShorav Chayiv. Allah's Mavoy, Yomer, Afilu B'Shas HaShorav. Here it's clear. Imhoyu Mikalchois, Uba'ois potter. You see, throughout Shas, very often, there were Mishnayas and Bryces and other Bryces that said the same thing, but often one Bryce would add a word that would allow us to understand other Bryces and Mishnayos a little bit better. This is a classic example. You have two Bryces that mention a machloikis between Allah's Mavoy and the Chachamim, but whereas the first Bryce left us with an Ibayilahu, it wasn't entirely clear what Allah's Mavoy was commenting on. On this Bryce, it's very clear. Afilu b'shas hasharof. He was saying that even with the Chachamim seemed to say that it's always going to be an issue. Imhoyu mekalchos ubois, talach is, you're going to be potter. More on the melacha of tzad. So the Mishnah, tzvishin nichnas labayis, if a deer enters your house, v'no'a lecha b'fanav, and then somebody goes on Shabbos and he closes the door, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv. It's considered tzad. What's the chiddush? Even though you didn't physically pick up the tzvi by its lapels and bring it into your house, it came in by itself. All you did was close the door. All you did was lock the door. That in and of itself would be enough for it to constitute tzad. Not lushnai, what if two people lock the door? Pturim, they're going to be potter. Why? Shnayim Shasu. Because just like the Mishnah said on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, that if two people would do Haitzah on Shabbos, they would be potter, because it's halacha, Shnayim Shasu is potter. There's no difference between Haitzah and Tzad, any of the Lamatas Malachas. The halacha is Shnayim Shasu is potter. What if Lo Yochel Echel Linol, and then Nolu Shnayim? What if it was a very heavy door? It was a very heavy lock. One person wasn't able to do it by himself, and two people did it. Then the halacha is Chayov, and they're going to be Chayov. Shimon Poiter, Reb Shimon holds, even in that case, where it was impossible for one person to do it by himself, two people needed to do it, it doesn't matter. Still, the halacha is that you're going to be potter. So this Mishnah, again, is an exact repeat of a Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, where we had the same machloikis between the Chachamim and Rab Shimon as it relates to the halacha of Shnayim Sha'asu. According to the Chachamim, Shnayim Sha'asu was potter only if it's Zeh Yachav or Zeh Yachav, where each person individually was able to do the malacha, two people did it, it's considered out of the ordinary. Why are two people doing something that one person could do? And as a result, the halacha is they're both going to be potter. Rab Shimon said, but what if each person couldn't do it by himself? Then, of course, they would each be chayiv. Rab Shimon said, benkach u'benkach. It doesn't matter if it's zeh yachol v'zeh yachol. It doesn't matter if it's zeh lo yachol v'zeh lo yachol. Either way, you're going to be potter. The Gemara Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis said that really the two Mishnayos that talk about Shnayim Sha'asu are only telling us part of the story. But there's a Braisa that mentions a third Shita, and that's the Shita of Rameir. And really, the Braisa that the Gemara brought, a few Braises, added two elements to the Mishnah. Number one, in our Mishnah, the Tanakhama is nameless. It's Machlokes, Rab Shimon and the Tanakhama. The Braisa puts a name to the face. The Tanakhama is Rab Yehuda. What's the significance? It's just another Machlokes between Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda in Hilchis Shabbos that's Oymid Beruma Shalila, Malacha Shain Tzricha Lagufa, Tove Shaina Meschavin, Mukta, and Shnayim Sha'asu. But the Braisa also mentions the third sheet of the Shita Rameir. Rameir's sheet is no such thing as Shnayim Sha'asu. Shnayim Sha'asu is always going to be Chayef. So what are the three sheetas as it relates to Shnayim Sha'asu? So you have Rameir who holds Shnayim Sha'asu is always Chayef. It doesn't matter if Zay Yachel, Zay Yachel, Zayna Yachel, Zayna Yachel. Two people do it, it's the same thing as one person doing it. You do a malacha, you have a partner, so you have a partner. But at the end of the day, you do a malacha, you're going to be chayiv. The chum hold, no, it depends. Sometimes Shnayim Sha'asu is potter, sometimes Shnayim Sha'asu is chayiv. Zeh yachav zeh yachav potter, zeh eino yachav zeh eino yachav chayiv. And Rab Shimon is the other extreme, Rab Shimon's poiter, Rab Shimon holds Shnayim Sha'asu is always going to be potter. As it relates to Shnayim Sha'asu, is it only true in Hilchas Shabbos, or is Shnayim Sha'asu true in Kol HaTorah Kula? So we spoke out from the Pnei Yeshua, earlier in the Masechta where the Pnei Yeshua said that it would seem that Shnayim Sha'asu is a halacha in Hilchas Shabbos, but maybe it's not a halacha as it relates to Kol HaTorah Kulo. It's Mesupik. If Shnayim Sha'asu is a halacha in Hilchas Shabbos, or if something that relates to Kol HaTorah Kulo. The other shaila is, if two people do a malacha, were they over an Issa Dairaisa? Meaning, Shnayim Sha'asu, is it a Ptur in the Chiyuvei Shabbos, or is it a Ptur in the Isser Shabbos as well? That's Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan's Chakira in Shailu Sechuvah's Ber Yitzchak, Eirech Chaim Simen Yud Dalit that we spoke about at length, where Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan had a suffix whether Shnayim Sha'asu is a Hafka only in the Chiyuvei Shabbos, or it's Hafka in the Isser Shabbos. What's the tzad that it should be Hafka only in the Chiyuvei Shabbos? Meaning, really, it's Asa Midairaisa. But even though if two people do it, they violate an Isser Midairaisa, they just don't have the Skila and the Karis and the Chatas, Mashal Amad Avadoima, like Chatzi Shir, which is Asa Minatayra. But at the same time, there are no Chiyuvim. A Nisr Chalal Isser is Asa Minatayra, but there are no Chiyuvim. So Shnayim Sha'asu too. You did an Issa Dei Raisa, but at the same time there are no Chiyuvim. Regardless, we spoke a lot about that earlier in the Masecht. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Amar Shmuel, another halacha as it relates to Tzad. Hatzad Ariba Shabbos. If somebody catches a lion on Shabbos, Einoi Chayev Ad Sheyachni Senu LeGurzuki Shaloi. So you only Chayev if you're able to bring him into a cage. But if you have him trapped in your living room, he's not trapped, because if he wants to get away, he's going to get away. So that's not considered trapped. We had in the earlier Mishnah what happens. When you trap a chaya or a bird, and different types of birds and different types of enclosures. So what about a lion? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, he said, I was mekabel from Shmuel. Don't try this at home. But if you're a tzad arib in Shabbos, even during the week, ein echayv ad sheyachnisenu legurzak yishalizok demishnah vayta yoshev echad ala pesach. If somebody was sitting at the front of door of his house, so there's an animal inside his house, and he's blocking it by the entrance. Filet milot, but he didn't fill up the whole entrance, meaning if the animal wants, it can go on the side, the deer, let's say, and he can get out. Yoshev Hasheni milot. Then a second person sat down next to him, and now he filled up the whole entrance to the door. Hasheni chayev. The second one's going to be chayev. Why? First one didn't do anything. Even though the first one blocked half the door, but blocking half the door is essentially nothing. If someone else now goes and sits next to this person, the second one, he is the one that did the tzad, he's the one that locked the door, he's the one that closed the door, and therefore the second one's going to be chayav. What if somebody was sitting by the front of a door and he was blocking the entrance? So there's an animal inside. The animal can't get out. The door's open because Reuven is standing by the entrance of the door. Then Shimon came. The Yoshev Tzidoy, and he sat next to him. Shimon's not doing anything. Even if Reuven gets up and leaves, and as a result, Shimon is now the only one blocking the door. The halach is a rishon chayv. The first one, Reuven, is going to be chayv. Vasheni potter. And the second one is going to be potter. So two chedushim. Number one, if two people are blocking the entrance, one person, and then there's someone next to him, if the first person's blocking the whole entrance, the second person's not doing anything. So if he's not doing anything, number one, the first one's chayiv and the second one's not chayiv. Number two, it's not even Shnayim Sha'asu. Shnayim Sha'asu is when we do it together. Over here, it's not two people doing the tzad together. One person's doing the tzad, the other person's not doing the tzad. As a result, the first one's going to be chayiv, the second one is going to be potter. The next chiddush is that even if the first person walks away, so now you would think the second person has to get away, because right now you're the one that's doing the tzad. No, the halacha is harishon chayev hasheni potter. The second one can remain there, or potter. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Halamaze doima, you want a mushal to explain this, l'noyel es beisai l'shoimroi. If somebody would lock the door of his house, the nimtza tzvi shamar b'toich, and he would find out afterwards, or maybe even he knew that there was a tzvi that was inside, the halach is, he would be potter. So it's not 100% clear what the mashal means and what kind of clarity the mashal is adding to the nimshal. Right? You don't just mention a mashal unless something requires beer, and the mashal is adding that Tosefes beer that you wouldn't have without the mashal. So what exactly the mashal is, the Rishonim discussed, and what the Tosefes beer is, the Rishonim discussed, Tosefes here on the bottom of the Amid. But one pshat, and a very simple pshat, and that's how we'll learn the Mishnah, is it's talking about where somebody had a deer trapped in a house, and the door was closed. And he went ahead and he locked it. So the Ramban says that's what the Mishnah meant to say. In that case, it's pashat that for locking the door that's already closed, you're not going to be chayef for tzad. Because the door's closed. And once the door's closed, it's already trapped. You added a knech, you went ahead and locked it, but it's pashit, that's not a problem. In fact, that's something you're allowed to do l'chatchila. There's no question you're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, the nimshal is, if you have two people that are by a door, one person's blocking the entrance, and then somebody else went behind him or went beside him. So the second person didn't do anything. He was moisef a knech, he added a little bit of shmira, but it's no different than locking the door that's already closed, that's not tzad. So so too the second person coming, that wouldn't be tzad either. Amarab Abba, Amarab Chiba Rashi, Amarab Nichsa, Litzi Betachas Knafav. What if somebody is just sitting, minding his own business, and all of a sudden a bird came underneath him, it went into his shirt. He's now in a position where he has this bird trapped. He didn't do anything, he was an oynes. He was masasik. He didn't try and in any way, shape, or form to catch this bird, it just came to him. So the halacha is Yoshev u'mashamrei ad shetachshach. He could sit there and he can watch it until it gets dark. Meaning, it's muktzah. That's something he needs to be cognizant of. But other than muktzah, as it relates to tzad, he's allowed to keep it in a state of being watched. He didn't catch it. It came to him. He could do his thing. Masrav Nachum by Yitzchak from our mission. Yashav Rishon al Pesach Melo. Ubach and the Yashav Tzid Afad Bisham of the Rishon. Vahalach Leah Rishon Chayiv. Vahasheni Potter. My laugh. So the Mishnah said that if you have one person that was blocking an entrance, and then another person came next to him, this person didn't do anything. Now the first person gets up. So it comes out that the second person is now trapping this animal because he's the only one blocking the entrance now. So what was the halacha? Hasheni Potter. So the Gemara asks a Geshmak Akasha, my lab, Potter Avalasar. Doesn't Potter always mean Potter Avalasar? So Potter means Potter Avalasar. It sounds like that even though this person, the second person, is not Chayiv, the first one's Chayiv, the second one's not Chayiv, but at the same time, it's Asar. So if it's Asar, maybe this should also be Asar. What's the Tzad HaShava between the two cases? In both cases, the person initially wasn't trapping an animal, but then something happened where he finds himself in a situation where unless he moves, he's currently trapping an animal. From the Mishnah, it sounds like Potter Avalasar, meaning it's Asar for you to continue doing that. If you continue doing it, you won't have to make a chatas if it was b'shoigig, for example. But at the same time, it's aser. You're not allowed to be in that situation. That's not what Rav said. Rav said, "Nichnasa loytzipa tachas knof of yoyshevu mishamroi." It's l'chatchila. You're allowed to stay. You're allowed to stay that way. So the Gemara says, "Loi." When the Mishnah said "potter," it didn't mean "potter avalaser." What it meant was "potter umutter." This means "potter umutter." Okay, now I'm mistabro, and I can prove it to you from the Mishnah. Because Billy Tony say for the Mishnah brought a mashal. We're trying to figure out what's the knach of the mashal. What did the marshal say? What was the case? The case was where a tzvi is in your house, the door is locked, it is closed, and you went in and you locked the door. There, says the Gemara, it's mutter to do a lechatchila. There's no shayla, it's mutter to do a lechatchila. So if that's the marshal, and in the case of the marshal, we know you can do a lechatchila, then the nimshal also has to be a case where it's mutter to do lechatchila. So even though potter always means potter avalasar, over here it's going to be potter mutter. Now the truth is, how do you know that it's mutter lechatchila to lock a door if there's an animal inside that's already closed on Shabbos? Mechatesi, maybe that's also potter avalasar. So Rashi says, the chol adam oisim came. Third line from the top. Because everybody does it. And if everybody does it, it must be that it's something that's mutter, minig Yisrael, Torah, can't be, there's such a custom that everybody does, and the Rabbanim, nobody was meicha, so it must be that's mutter. Interesting, either way, Ikad Amri, some had a different version of this exchange. Same difference, but a different knach. Amr Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, afanan ami tonino. So again, Rav said, nichnes oloi tzipar tachas knafa, yoyshev u'mesham riyach ha-techshach. Person's minding his own business, the next thing you know, he has a bird inside his rekel, so he's allowed to watch it. He doesn't have to quickly take his rekel off and let the bird go. So initially we asked the kasha from the Mishnah. In this version, we're bringing a raya from the Mishnah. Afal b'sham of the Rishon v'halach loy, harishin chayv ha-sheni potter, ma'ila potter u'mutter. Doesn't potter sound like it's potter u'mutter? And a potter means potter u'mutter. So if that's it, we have a raya to our rav. So we thought originally potter means potter avalos, we asked the kasha on rav. But in the Ikad Amri potter, the Gemara assumes immediately means potter u'mutter. And if that's the case, you have a right to rab. So the Gemara says, "Loi potter avalasar." Midi tani seifa, but the seifa says, "Amal mazed doymi lenoi l'space l'shoim roi v'nimtzah tzvi shomer b'toicha." The chalda potter mutter. From the mashal, you see clearly it's potter mutter because the mashal, like we just said, is something you're allowed to do with tachilas. The Gemara says, "You're right." Shema amina. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, and we saw this le'il the very, 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 very beginning of the Masechta. Veseres Hashas. Dav Gimel Amid Aleph. Amar Shmuel. Kol p'turei de Shabbos Potter Aval Aser. Every time it says Potter in Hilcha Shabbos, it means Potter Aval Aser. It's Potter from the Chiyuvim of Shabbos, but it's Aser Midrabanan. Labar Mihani Klas. There's three exceptions. The Potter Mutuchadaha. So this Mishnah that we just learned is significant. It's one of the three exceptions to the rule where the Mishnah says Potter, but it's not Potter Aval Aser. Rather, it's Potter Mutuch. Says the Gemara, Umimai, the Potter Mutuch. How do you know it's Potter Mutuch? The Gemara says what we just said. The Tani Sey for the Mazda Damilo Nails, basically Shoimer, Vinim Sashri, Shabbat Batoichai. That's the Rai is from the Mashal. The Idach. What's another example of Patur and Mutar? Shmuel said three exceptions. What's the second one? Hamapis Mursa B'Shabbos. If somebody has a boil and he opens it up on Shabbos. So Im L'Asli Slapeh, if the reason he did it was to leave a hole inside the boil, Rashi says that it was considered a derech refuah to sometimes open up a boil and leave it open for an extended period of time. If that was your intention, chayev. What are you chayev for? Rashi says, yichayev for boino. Oy, mishum mesakinkli. The tzad boina is actually interesting because we know ain binyan vestir bekalim. So if ain binyan vestir bekalim, if someone makes a binyan inside a boil, does that mean it should be considered boina? You know, one of the things we didn't have a chance to talk about earlier was in Daf Tzadik Hey, the Gemara said if someone's megabin on Shabbos, if someone makes cheese on Shabbos, he's chayiv. Mishum boina. What happened to ain binyan vestir bekalim? If there's no boina by kalim, there should be no boina by food. You would think that a boil, a pimple that somebody has, should neither be shaykh to boina. But either way, if someone makes a hole inside his boil, if he did it with the intention of leaving the opening there, im lasli slopeh, chayv is going to be chayv. Im lahitzu meni lecho. If the reason he did it was just to take some pus out, but he doesn't care if it stays there for an extended period of time, potter is going to be potter. That potter is potter or mutter. This is the second exception to the rule where it says potter mesech the Shabbos, and it's not potter avalaser, rather it's potter mutter. The Rosh says, we made the potter mutter. How do you know potter over there means potter mutter? The Tanan, we know it from a Mishnah, machat shal yad, lita bas hakoiz. Mishnah over there was discussing hilchas muktzah, and it said that a machat, a needle, is not muktzah if the purpose of the needle is to open up a pus pimple. What do you mean? I thought you're not allowed to do it. Oh, it must be you're allowed to do a lechatchila, and that's why the needle is not muktzah. Because the Potem and Potel Aval Aser, if it's Aser Medrabanan, then the needle would be Muksa. So from the fact that the needle is not considered Muksa, that's right, it's Potel V'idach. What's the third example of Potel and Mutar? Hatzad Nachash B'Shabbos. If somebody traps a snake on Shabbos, Im Misasik B'Shloy Shachainu Potel. If his intention was that he's just trying to make sure that he doesn't get bit, then it's Potel. Im L'Refua, if he did it l'refuah, then meaning he wants to catch the snake for refuah purposes, chayiv is going to be chayiv, says the Gemara. That's another example of pater or mutter. Hatzad nachash b'shabbos, in misasik po yishloye shachenu pater, what does pater mean? Mutter l'chatchila, says the Gemara. Me might the pater or mutter, the Tanan I know from a Mishnah. Koyfin karala, nebish v'shloy tachas b'kar. You're allowed to put a ka'ara plate on top of an air if you're afraid that a spark is going to go and it's going to burn the house down. Even though it's not so simple to put a ka'ara on top of an air. Yimavatokli mehechanoi. There's issues of being metaltal, something on behalf of something that's muksa, sugis that we saw in the second half of Perakiro. But either way, the Mishnah says this is okay. Additionally, you're allowed to put a ka'ara on top of tsoya, shel katon. Additionally, you're allowed to do it on top of an akrev, a scorpion, shel oitishach, if you're afraid that the scorpion's going to bite. So you see, lechatchilo, you're allowed to put a ka'ara on top of a scorpion. Why? Because what you're doing is okay. Oh, you see, it's mutal lechatchilo. So you see, it's mutal lechatchilo, even though you're trapping it, and the ka'ara is not doesn't run you into muksa issues. So when it says, atzod nachash b'shabbos and nesasik boy, shelo yishachenu mut pater, what does pater mean? Pater means pater mutter. So before we start the next parak and say Hadron Alacha Oireg, just two very, very short ha'aras. The first ha'ara is the Hagoyis HaBach. The Bach in his Hagoyis HaBach, which is primarily just Hagoyis in the Gemara, the Bach went through manuscripts of Gemaras and edited it based on what he thought the proper girsa was in certain Gemaras. But every now and again, the Bach asks a kasha, or he says a pshat. So the Bach over here asks a kasha that he says is tzorich iyun. He asks a very geshmaka kasha. And that is, the Gemara said that there are three things on Shabbos that potter means potter mutter. Usually wherever it says potter, potter means potter avalasar. But he says, I have three examples of potter umutter. So what are the three examples? So the third one was that at Nachash b'Shabbos in this asik by shelo yishachenu pater. That if you catch a nachash simply because you're afraid that it's coming after you, that's something you're allowed to do lechatchila. So Mar says, how do you know? Maybe pater over there means pater avalaser. So Mar says, I'll tell you how I know, because you see, you're allowed to take a car and you're allowed to put it on top of a scorpion lechatchila. So if you can do it on top of a scorpion, you can do it on top of a nachash. So if that's the case, must be pater means pater umoter. In other words, the Gemara is drawing a parallel between an akrev and a nachash. It's really not the same thing. Now, nechashim v'akrabim, they come together very often. But physically, it's not the same thing. One is a snake and the other one's a scorpion. So if you're allowed to go lechatchila and catch a scorpion, if you're worried about it, then it would make sense. The same should be true for a nachash, that you should be able to go to chatchila and catch a nachash. Freik the Bach from a Gemara. A Gemara Masechtas Brachos that we learned together not that long ago in Perek Ein Oimdim. The Mishnah over there was talking about when you're allowed to be mafsik for Shmoyne Esrei. So the second Perek of Masechtas Brachos talks about when you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyashma, Bnei HaKovid, Bnei HaYira, Be'emtza, Bein HaBrokim. And then the fifth Perek talks about when you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Shmoyne Esrei. Says the Mishnah, Afilu hamelech shoyel b'shloimei lo yeshivenu. Even if the king says shalom aleichem, you shouldn't say aleichem shalom. Afilu nochash koruch ala kevoi lo yafsik. Or if there's a nochash that's literally on your heel, lo yafsik, you shouldn't stop. Amar Rav Sheshes said in Brachas Lamed Gimel Amad Aleph, lo yishanu elo nochash. This, that the Mishnah said, that if there's a nochash koruch ala kevoi, don't worry about it, that's only a nochash. Aval akrif poisek. But if it's a scorpion, you are supposed to stop. What do you see from there? Says the Bach, you see that a scorpion is more dangerous than a nachash. If you have a nachash trying to get you, you're middle of Shmoyne Esrei, you continue davening Shmoyne Esrei. If there's a scorpion that's trying to get you, even though you're middle of Shmoyne Esrei, you run for your life. Because that's a question of Pekuach Nefesh. So that means a scorpion's more dangerous than a nachash. So if that's the case, what's the Gemara's Raya? How do you know then when it says that nachash b'shabes and misasik b'shal yishchenu potter means potter or mutter? What's the Raya from the Akrev? Maybe the Akrev is mutter. Because you see, it's more dangerous. What's the makar? The chashav akrovim, mayim ein bay, avol the chashav akrovim yesh bay. They always come together. It sounds like they're related to each other somehow. It's one and it's not one and the same. I have a mufurish gemara. I have a gemara in brachas. Daf lamed gimel lamed aleph. Either way, that's the kasha. Incidentally, there's a bombic kasha. There's a bombic kasha that Rabbi Yosef Shol Natans and asks in the Shoyl Meshiv. This is going to be for another day. From a Mishnah Masechtas Bava Kama. So we're all familiar with a shar tam and a shar muad, right? There's a concept of tam and muad. The Mishnah says on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, there are certain animals that are muad la'olam. Hanachash is muad la'olam. Meaning you learn this Gemara here, Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. It sounds like a nachash. You don't want to run into a scorpion, but a nachash you can live with. Nachash is karach alakeva. You continue davening Shmoyne Esrei. It's not so dangerous. How does it stem? Freit the Shoyl Meshiv with that Mishnah Masechtas Bava Kama Daf Tes Bava Midays that a nachash is more la'olam. But that's for another. But just one final ha'arim. That is so. We have a rule wherever it says Masechtas Shabbos. This is fundamental to the whole Masechta. Wherever it says Potter, what does Potter mean? Potter Avol Oser. Levar Miklas. There's three exceptions to the rule. Where it says Potter, and Potter means Potter Umutter. Now, if it's Oser, so what does it mean it's Potter? Potter just means you don't have the Chiyuve Shabbos. Ordinarily, if someone's Bechal Shabbos, Skila, Kares, Chatos, Potter means you Potter from the Chiyuvim. But at the same time, it's going to be Oser. And the truth is that it's for that reason that it's the conventional wisdom is that when we say Potter Avol Oser, it means pater midai raisa, hence there's no chiyuvim, but aser only midivrei soifrim. And the truth is, the Rambam says in Mefurish and Hilchah Shabbos as well. The Rambam, when he laid out his definitions for his Hilchah Shabbos, all 30 prakim, so the Rambam says that there's a few things you have to know. I'm going to talk about things in Shabbos, and you have to know what these things mean. V'chol makim shenema, sha'oysa dov ezeh pater. Wherever I say in Hilchah Shabbos that something is pater, ha'reza patim in ha'karis, in ha'skilim in ha'karbin, avol aser lasis oysa dov ezeh b'shabbos, v'isura midivrei soifrim, harchakim in ha'malach. The Rambam says in Mefurish, that wherever I say Patr Aval Aser, what is Aser going to mean? It's going to mean Aser Midrabbanan. And we've spoken at this Rambam many times because it impacted a lot of raid bites. Just one example is that we spoke about if there's an Issa Chatzishir when it comes to Hilchah Shabbos. So we spoke about the Chacham Tzvi's Chiddush, that there's no Chatzishir when it comes to Shabbos, that we found that the Neid Behuda says in Tzlach in the Sechtes Brachas, and we found it in the Rav Yitzchak Chanan as well, in Ber Chanan, in Ber Yitzchak. We're in Ber Yitzchak in Eirechayim Simen Tetzvah, where he says that there's no Chatzishir. There's no Chatzishir by Shabbos. What was his Makar? His Makar was the Rambam. Because he found a few places where the Rambam talks about a Chatzishir on Shabbos. And what's the Rambam's Lashon? The Rambam's Lashon is Potter. And the Rambam laid out in the beginning of Hilchah Shabbos that whenever I say Potter means Potter midivrei. Also, it's only Asim in the Rabbanan. Either Ram Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan Chatzishir Asim in the Torah. So again, this is the Araya said Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan from the Rambam that the Rambam held that when it comes to Shabbos, there's no Chatzishir Asim in the Torah. But just one important Marim Malkim, and that is the Bir Halacha. The Chafetz Chaim in his Bir Halacha says talks about, and the context is actually Chatzis Shir on Shabbos, and he says that it's Pashit, that Chatzis Shir is Asr on Shabbos. So, the Bir Halacha, Ve'en lahakshoyis al dvoreinu mimado amru b'daf gimel, kol peture de Shabbos, potter aval Asr, upirish Rashi, du Asr medevreim, v'arei b'daf kufdalit, a few dafen ago, amru b'ez, iso, dim ein nehegim zemzef. Somebody writes an oisachas, and he writes another oisachas. And the two are, they can't be read next to each other. So what's the Halacha? Potter. So what does it sound like? Potter Avalosser, who says, Ukedoima oid kama mishnayas. There's many mishnayas that say that if a person does less than the shir, it's going to be potter. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan's dir. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan was medayikin in the Rambam, and the Bir Halacha is learning it from all these mishnayas, where the mishnayas say that if you do less than the shir on Shabbos, it's going to be potter. Uledvarenu now says the Chavetz Chaim, Uisim edai raiso, raksha potter michata. So what's going on over here? All these mishnayas that say potter, we know it. It's always potter Avalosser. Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, and then again Daf Kuf Zayin Amar Aleph. So what's going on over here? So if Chatzi Shir is also, why does it always say Potter? The Yesh Loimar, here's the punchline. The Mashikos of Rashi, the Huma Divreyim, Rotzol Lichlol Bozeh Kolap Turim, the Al Koponim Isser the Rabbana Yesh Behem, but the Enoch Inami the Yesh Behem Shu Isser Toiro. Says the Chofetz Chaim, a very big Chiddush, that even though the Rambam lays out in the beginning of Hilchot Shabbos, Potter always means Potter Avol Asr, not Midai Raisa, Midivrei Soifrim, but it doesn't have to be that way. Meaning, it means at the very least it's going to be awesome with Rabbanu, but it could be it's really going to be awesome Midai Raisa. So it's Shayach that there'll be an Issa Day Raisa, but there'll be no Chiyuvim. Now, why would something be awesome Midai Raisa if there's no Chiyuvim? Right, there's examples of it, Chatzis Shir, Shnayim Sha'asu maybe. So there are examples of something that's awesome Midai Raisa, but it doesn't have the Chiyuvim. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that even though Rashi said this on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchot Shabbos, that wherever it says Potter, it means Potter Avol Asr Midivrei Soifim, it means at the very least it's Asr Midivrei Soifim. But really it could be, it's going to be Asr Midei Raisa, Hadron Alach, Ha'oyreg Zok, the Mishnah Vaita, Shmoina Shratzim, Ha'amurim B'Toyro, the Shmoina Shratzim that the Torah says, are Tame, Hatzodan, if somebody catches them, he traps them on Shabbos, V'achoyvel Behem, or if somebody bruises them on Shabbos, Chayiv is going to be Chayiv, as it relates to the other Shkutzim and Amusim, V'achoyvel Behem, if somebody causes a wound to them on Shabbos, Potter, Hatzodan, if somebody catches them, L'tzoyrich, if he wanted them, Chayiv, Shaloy L'tzoyrich Potter, Chayiv V'oif, Shebir Shusay, if somebody has a Chayiv or an oif inside his Rishus, Hatzodan, someone catches them, Potter, v'achoyvo b'hem, and if somebody damages them, Chayiv is going to be Chayiv. So the Gemara is going to discuss this Mishnah in great detail, but really, in order to understand even the words of the Mishnah, we need a very, very tiny introduction. Number one, what are these Shmoyne Shratzim? The Shmoyne Shratzim I mentioned in the Torah, in Parsha Shmini, we know that there's something called Tumah Sheretz. The most basic form of Tumah is Tumah Sheretz. But not all Shratzim are Tumah. The Torah says, V'zelucha HaTameh Basheretz. The following Shratzim are Tameh. HaCholed, V'ha'achbar, V'ha'tzav L'mineyu, V'ha'anaka, V'ha'koyach, V'ha'leta'a, V'ha'choymet, V'ha'ntin Shamas. Those are eight Shratzim that are Tameh. It's clear. Eila HaTmeyim Lochem B'chol HaSheretz, HaNigeyeh B'em Emoysom, Yitma Ad'ara. But any other Sheretz is not going to be Tameh. Now, ordinarily, when you think of the Shmoyne Shratzim, you're thinking in terms of Hilchos Tumah V'Tahira. You're thinking in terms of Perek Arva Roite V'Mesachtes Chulin, as the Gemara is going to discuss soon. But meaning, you're thinking in terms of Tumah V'Tahira, because all Shratzim are not kosher, but really where it's Nogei is the world of Tumah V'Tahira. Tumah Sheretz is not all Shratzim, it's only the Shmoyne Shratzim. But as we see here in the Mishnah, the Shmoyne Shratzim impact not only the laws of Tumah V'Tahira, but they impact the laws of Shabbos as well. There's a Nafka Mina, if somebody is Tzad, any one of the Shmoyne Shratzim, versus if he's Tzad one of the other Shratzim. Additionally, there's a Nafka Mina if somebody's Chayvel one of the Shmoyne Shratzim, versus if he's Chayvel one of the other Shratzim. Now, the Mishnah introduced the concept of being chayvel. It's also to be chayvel in a sheretz. Which one of the Lama Tessin Malachas is chayvel? It's not in the Mishnah, so it's not an Av Malacha. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about chayvel, not fine gimel am an Av. So what then is the Malacha of chayvel? So Rashi says tup shatim. Rashi says it could be chayvel is chayv because he made a chabura. And if he made a chabura, it's a tolda de shaychet. What shaychet? You kill an animal, you kill a person. You chayv nishum shaychet. Shaychet would be the Av Malacha, but anytime you create a bruise, you cause a person to bleed, even though it's not shoyched, it wasn't netilas neshama, you didn't actually kill the animal, but at the very least, it's a told, it's going to be aser midayraisa. Chayiv, the Mishnah says. Chayiv means it's an isa deiraisa. Lishna achrino, additionally, or alternatively, says Rashi, it could be the malacha is not shoyched, but rather it could be the malacha is tzoyveya. When you cause an animal to bleed, so the animal is going to be stained from the blood, and the stain that the animal is going to have, that in and of itself could be a reason for it to be a problem, not because of the malacha of shoychet, but rather because of the malacha of tzeveya. Tosfos, the first Tosfos in the Perek, brings both pshatim of Rashi, and he says, Loshen Shapir Shakuntris Mishum Netilas Neshama Ikmer. I think that the Ikub Shad is Netilas Neshama. Either way, either it's Netilas Neshama or tzeveya, there's also Shittas HaRambam that we're going to get to eventually. But the point is that there's a difference between the Shmoyne Shratzim and all other Shkatzim V'Ramasim and the laws of Tumah V'Tahira. There's also a difference as it relates to the halachos of Shabbos, specifically Hatsadon, but even more specifically, the Chayvel Bohem. So what's the difference? Why does it make a difference if someone is Chayvel in one of the Shmoyne Shratzim, or if somebody is Chayvel in one of the other Shratzim? If there's a problem with Tilas Neshama, there should be a problem with Tilas Neshama. If there's a problem with Tzeveh, there should be a problem with Tzeveh. So it's very important in terms of understanding this next Gemara. If somebody would cause a chavala to a sheretz, and the sheretz would actually bleed, blood would come out of the body of the sheretz, enochinami, it wouldn't matter if it's one of the Shmoyne Shratzim or it's any other of the Shkatzim V'Ramasim. The halacha is this person would be chayv. There is no nafgemina between the Shmoyne Shratzim and Shkatzim V'Ramasim as it relates to a sheretz that physically bleeds. Either it's tzeveya or it's netilas neshama, it makes no difference. Where it makes a difference is what happens if you just caused a bruise. So what is a bruise? A bruise is there's a collection of blood, but it remains underneath the skin of the animal. That's the question. Over there, as we're going to see, in the Gemara, there's a chilek between the Shmoyne Shratzim and any one of the other Shratzim. So enachinami, if somebody's chayvel, a real chavala, in one of the other Shratzim, just like you chayv if you kill it, mishum shoychet, you'll be chayv for being chayvel, which is the toldo. You have tzeveya, what's the difference? The difference is where it didn't physically come out. From the fact that the Mishnah said that if somebody would be chayvel in one of the Shmoyne Shratzim, he would be chayev. It must be that the significance of the Shmoyne Shratzim is that the Shmoyne Shratzim have or. Now, all Shkatzim V'Ramasim have or. But that their or is considered chashuv, it's considered a separate entity. And because it's considered a separate entity, any blood that aggregates underneath it is considered chashuv to the point that it's either going to be considered chayvel, netilas neshama, or it's going to be considered tzeveya. So somehow, the Gemara understands that the reason there would be chayvel or tzeveya or netilas neshama by the Shmoyne Shratzim is related to the chashivos of its art. Whatever that mitzvah is. But the chashivas of the yar is what makes it a chaval. So if the Mishnah says, Shmoyne Shratzim Amura B'Torah, HaChayvu B'Am Chayiv, that means the yar is a separate entity. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, man tana, who's the tana? The Mishnah, Mashmur, Rabbi Yechim Ben-Nuri. Shmuel said, it must be Rabbi Yechim Ben-Nuri. Tana, we learned to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yechim Ben-Nuri, Omer, Rabbi Yechim Ben-Nuri said, and this Mishnah is a Masechtes Chulin, Tavkuf Chav Beis Amir Aleph. Shmoyne Shratzim, Yeshlem Oiroiz, all eight Shratzim have Oiroiz. Now, which deals with halachas of Tumah V'Tahira. So this statement of Rabbi Yechim Ben-Uri was talking about Tumah V'Tahira. And what he was saying is that we know that the basar of a sheretz conveys Tumah. The pasuk says, it's the basar of the sheretz that conveys Tumah. What about the ar? Does the ar convey Tumah or does it not convey Tumah? So Rabbi Yechim Ben-Uri says no. Shmoyne Shratzim Yesh Lehem Oiroiz. What does it mean Yesh Lehem Oiroiz? The ar is separate from the basar. So if the ar is separate from the basar, Ichabs and Afkamino, that is not going to be Tumah. However, in that Mishnah, the Chachamim argue. And the Chachamim say that that's not always true. In fact, the Chachamim say that there are four of the eight Shratzim where the R is separate and the R is not Tamei, but there are four where the Halach is that it's going to be Tamei. The Mishnah over there says, Ve'elu sha'irisein kipsarim. The following are a list of Shratzim where the R is like the Basar, meaning just like the Basar is Tamei, so too the R is Tamei. It gives a whole bunch of examples, and then it gets to the Shratzim, Ve'oira anaka, Ve'akoyach, Ve'halita, Ve'achoymet. Those are four of the Shmoyne Shratzim. Then Rabbi Yechim, and Uri Yoyman, no, Shmoyne Shratzim, Yeshlem Oiris. All the Shmoyne Shratzim have Oiris. Bottom line is, is, if our Mishnah says that if someone's chayvel in any one of the Shmeinah Shratzim, he's going to be chayiv, must be all Shmeinah Shratzim have ar. Who holds that all Shmeinah Shratzim have ar in the Mishnah Perek Arva, right, Dave? That is Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So Shmuel said very geshmak, the Mishnah must be Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, because according to the Chachamim, only four of the Shratzim have ar, but another four were Eirasei and Kipsara. So if the four are Eirasei and Kipsara, and the Anaka, the Koich, the Latan, the Chaymet, those four don't have ar. So if they don't have ar, it's Kipsaram, so it's not a separate thing. They shouldn't be chayv. So why the Mishnah say Shmoinu Shratzim? It should only be four Shratzim. So Shmuel said, must be the Tana of the Mishnah is not the Chachamim, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Rabbi Barafuna Amar, Rabbi Phil Tamer Rabbanon. No, could be. Rav said it's going according to Rabbanon. I'll come with Rabbanon, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, only in Toma. Maybe the Homach likes Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Chachamim was only regarding Toma. The Chsiv, it says, Ela Hatmeyem Lochem, and Hatmeyem, the Hey is a Riboy, the Rabbi Shairasei and Kipsar. It's coming to teach me that the Aris is treated like the Basar. Aval, the Indian Shabbos, but as it relates to Shabbos, it could be Afilu Rabbanon Moidu, could be the Rabbanon would be Moidu. Maybe the reason that we treat for four of the Shmoinah Shratzim, the Ur like the Basar, is Dafka with regards to Tumah, where there's a special Ripoy. The Gemara over there, Masechtas Chulin, works this out in great detail. But for what we need is, it's a special Pasuk as it relates to Tumah. But maybe as it relates to Shabbos, not. In other words, we have a Machloik, is Rav and Shmuel, as we often do throughout Shas, as it relates to The Mishnah that says all Shmoinah Shratzim Achayvul Bem Chayv. Is the Mishnah going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, or is the Mishnah going even according to Chachamim? Who is this Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Chachamim? It's a Mishnah in Masechta Shulin Daf Kuf Chabez Manav. They were arguing in the world of Tomei V'Tahayra, all Shmoinah Shratzim Atomei. What about the Oyer of the Shmoinah Shratzim? Is the Oyer Tomei or is the Oyer not Tomei? According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, the Oyer is never Tomei. The Oyer is separate from the Basar. According to Chachamim, for it, yeah, for not. What does that have to do with our Sugya? Because the Gemara understands the reason Achayvul Bem is Chayv is because the Oyer is a separate entity. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, that the Oyer is separate, it's not part of the Basar, it's not Tomei, so it's separate. Yachayvul ben Chayv for all Shmoinah Shratzim. But according to the Chum, it should only be true for the four of the Shratzim, it shouldn't be true for the other four of the Shratzim. So Shmuel said the Tana of the Mishnah must be Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Rav said no. Could be the Tana of the Mishnah is even the Chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri only said that we look at the Oyer as being Basar as it relates to Tomei V'Tahayra, because there's a special Riboy for that, a special Pasuk for that. But as it relates to our Sugi, where there's no Pasuk, the Inyan Shabbos, he agrees the Oyer is separate, and therefore you're going to be Chayv Zok to Gemara. The Inyan Shabbos lay pligi, this next little Gemara is a little bit of a cheshbon. Is that truly in Shabbos? No, machlokes. Pani we learned in a brayso. Hatzodeh mishmeinah shratzim amur b'tayro. If somebody would trap one of the shmeinah shratzim amur b'tayro, or hachayvul b'hem, we need this part. If someone's chayvul, chayiv divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said you're going to be chayiv. Chachamim, whatever the chachamim say, ein or ella lemasha manu chachamim. No, the only time an animal is considered to have or as a separate entity, or sheretz has a separate entity, it's only the ones that the chachamim mention. What do they mean? They mean that Mishnah in Masechtas Chulin, where the Mishnah mentions certain oirois that are kipsarim. So the Gemara asks Akasha, the ones that the Mishnah mentioned are kipsarim, are cases where the oir is not separate. If those are cases where the oir is not separate, that's not a case where a chayv lem should be chayv. That's a case where a chayv lem should be potter. And the rabbi afraid the Gemara, the mashal baruch chachamim ein lehem oir. So because of this kasha, the amiram are going to have to try to edit this brisa. So Amr Abaya said, hachi kama, you're right. Just change one word. Not ein oir elo lemashal manu chachamim, rather ein oir chalak mi basar elo lemashal loy manu chachamim. That the only time the oir is separate is if it's not one of the four that the chachamim mentioned. But what's the bottom line? What do you see from here? You see from it just one very simple thing, that the machloikas Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Chachamim regarding Tumah is also machloikas Linyan Shabbos. This is a raya to Shmuel. It's a kasha on Rav. Rav said that the machloikas was only regarding Tumah because there's a psukim, but as it relates to Shabbos, is really no machloikas. What do you have? A mefurish b'raisa. The b'raisa said atzad echam ishmeid shwatz ma'amur b'toyra chayvul ben chay divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. The Chachamim aimer no. You have to go learn the Mishnah Masechtas Chulin and you'll figure it out. So this is a kasha. But the Gemara says, "Amalei Rava." But Rava told Abaya, "You took a brisa, you edited it to your liking, and then you asked the kasha on Rav." Lemaisa, the brisa doesn't say what you said it says. So let's sit down and maybe objectively learn this brisa. Let's see what the brisa really says. Halamasha maru chachamim kama. It didn't say lamasha loy maru chachamim. It said lamasha maru chachamim. Elo my Rava said the brisa means like this. Hachi kama. Ein or metame kebasar. The only time or is mitame kebasar is ela lemasha manu chachamim. In other words, what Rava said is I don't think the chachamim are arguing with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said in that Mishnah as it relates to Shabbos. Again, this Mishnah, this Bryson needs surgery. So it really opens up room to really say whatever you want to say. So Rava said, I think there's a whole chasurei mechzur going on in that brisa. Meaning, the first part of the brisa was atzad echa mishmoyne shuatz mamur b'tayr chavim chayidur v'yechem menuri. Talking about Shabbos. We jumped to the chachamim, assuming then that the chachamim must be arguing with Shabbos, because that's all Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri said. But Rabbi says, I can't read the price, right? So it must be that Chamer weren't only talking about Shabbos. Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri wasn't only talking about Shabbos. Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri was talking about Shabbos, and he was also talking about Tumah. What's Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri's sheet as relates to Tumah? That Oyer is separate. That's the sheet in the Mishnah, in Ha'irva, Reitev. And even though the Basra of the Shemayin Shvatzim is Tumah, the Oyer is not going to be Tumah. And it's on that piece. It's on the Tumah piece. They never argued on Shabbos. Like Grav. They never argued on Shabbos. But as it relates to the Tumah, that they came in and said, Ein Oyer Metamek Basar, that the only time Oyer is Metamek like Basar is Lamasha Manu Chachamim. It's the cases that the Chachamim mentioned. So the Gemara just nitpicks a little bit on what Rava said. Says the Gemara, Mechlad Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri Hanach Nami Deloy Manu Chachamim Metamin. The word Ella is throwing the Gemara off. Ein Ar Metamin Kabasa Ella. Meaning, you Chachamim are saying that the Ur is always Metamin like Basar. I disagree with that. It's only Metamin like Basar with regards to the things Shamanu Chachamim. You're making it sound like according to Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri, it's always Metamin like Basar. It's just the opposite. Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri's Shita in the Mishnah Arva Reitav is that it's never Metamin like Basar. Faktani Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri Yom Yecheshuatzim Yeshlem Uritz V'loy Metamin. So the Gemara says, Ella Omer Rav Adabar Masa Torah Tzachi. You can go with Rav as Mahalik, just tweak it a little bit differently. The Chachamim Oymrin Le'inyin Tuma Ein Or L'Masha Manu Chachamim. But the point is that, just one piece, that we assume from reading the Braisa, if the Braisa mentioned Machlokes Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri and Chachamim, we don't know exactly what Chachamim said because it's unclear, clearly what the Braisa of Chachamim said they couldn't have said. But they said something, and the argument with Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri, Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri is talking about Hilchos Shabbos, so it sounds like the same Machlokes Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri and Chachamim that we have in Arva Roitiv, in the Mishnah Kuf Chabez of an Aleph, we have here as it relates to Shabbos. But Zok Gemara, really, it's not Muchach, because you're going to have to edit this Braisa somehow, and you have two or maybe three options to edit it. You can edit it like Abaya did, or you can edit it like Rava did, or maybe like Rav Adabar Masna did. But the bottom line is, depending on how you edit it, that will determine whether or not they were arguing Takil Inyan Shabbos, or they were arguing as it relates to only Tumah V'Tayra. So if you have a machloik, is Rav and Shmuel, whether Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri and Chachamim argued only regarding Tumah V'Tayra, or they also argued regarding Shabbos, you can't prove anything from this braisa, because the same machloik is Rav and Shmuel, can be a machloikis in terms of how to understand this braisa, depending on if you want to edit the braisa the way Abaya did, or you want to edit the braisa the way Rava and Rav Adabar Masa. But the Gemara says, "Takat Linyan Shabbos LePligi." Is it still possible to say that they didn't argue Linyan Shabbos V'Tanya? We have another braisa. Hatzad Echad Mishmoyin Shrotz Mamur B'Toyro. If somebody traps one of the Shmoyin Shrotz Mamur B'Toyro, or Achayvul Bahem, or somebody is Chayvul Bahem, Chayiv is going to be Chayiv. But Beshrotzim Sheyesh Lem Oiros, meaning, this is the deer. Not all of the Shemayin Shvatzim. Hatzad Echad Miches Shvatzim Amur B'Toyra. Okay. Or HaChoyvo Behen Chayiv. This is what we need. B'Shvatzim Sheish Amar. Only the Shvatzim that have Ar. I mean, it sounds like some Shvatzim have Ar, some Shvatzim don't have Ar. The ones that have Ar, you're going to be Chayiv. What's an example of a Chabura? Nitzra Adam, if the dam gathers underneath the skin, Afa B'Shlo Yatza, even if it didn't come out. B'Yechim Menuri says, Ches Shvatzim, Yesh Lem Oiris. All Shemayin Shvatzim have Oiris. Now, what do you see here? Number one, the Bryce is not talking about Tomo. All the Brises is talking about Shabbos, and you have Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri again, and the Chachamim, where Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri says all Shmoyin Shvatzim have Ar, meaning all Shmoyin Shvatzim are Chayvul Bem Chayiv, and Tana Kama says no. The only time a Chayvul Bem is Chayiv is if it's in the Shvatzim Sheyesh Lem Oiris, clearly implying not all the Shvatzim have Oiris. So it's a Mefurish Raya to Shmuel, not like Rav. It's a Mefurish Brise, and this Brise doesn't need editing. This Brise is clear. All the words say what they mean. I mean what they say. So you have a Mefurish Brise where Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri and the Chama arguing Leinyan Shabbos. Rav Ashi said it's true, but if you remember the Mishnah in Chulin Kuf Chabez Menav, there was another sheet over there. Man Tana Kamer Rabbi Yehuda the Azul Basar Gishta. The Tanah we learned in that Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Halata Kecholda. Rabbi Yehuda has a different mahalach. Meaning, till now we discussed the sheet of Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri, all Shmoyin Shratzim, the Oyer is separate from the Basar. So the Basar is Tomei, the Oyer is not Tomei. Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri says, four yeah, four no. There's another sheet of Rabbi Yehuda says it depends on how thick the skin is. The point is, Rabbi Yehuda also holds sometimes yeah, sometimes no, but it's a third sheet. It's not the sheet of Zachachamim. So maybe this Braisa that says that there's a sheet that holds not all Shmein HaShratzim HaChoyvul Bem Chayiv, only some of the Shratzim, maybe it's not the Chachamim. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda, because there's another opinion, without getting into the Tsugya, in our Irva Reitav, that also holds sometimes yeah, sometimes no. So we assume you have a Shita, sometimes yeah, sometimes no. It never said the Chachamim. It just said there's a Shita. Some of them, yeah, some of them no. You assume it's the Chachamim. But the truth is, if you learn the Mishnah, there was a third Shita. So maybe Rav's right. The Chachamim never argued with Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri as it relates to Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, who's a different Shita, maybe he did. Avo Rabbanon, the Pligio Leo, the Rabbi Yochanan, just firois in the Gemara inside the Inyan Tumma, the Shabbos Maidil, Kubi, the Maidilian Shabbos. The Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, I divi Rabbi Yechon and Nuri, divi Rabbi Yechon and Umachluktai mi Boyle. It sounds like from all these brises we brought, it was always Rabbi Yechon and Nuri who held that it's all the Shmoina Shratzim. Not the Chachamim as well. So the Gemara says, Tini, divi Rabbi Yechon and Nuri, Umachluktai. You can always edit it and say it was Rabbi Yechon and Nuri, and it's Bamachlak. It's Baymane Levim Rabbi. I mean, I the Chabur Shenikos says, how do you know that a Chabur doesn't come back? Meaning, how do you know that there's a concept of certain Chaburos that heal quickly and some don't? Meaning, the Gemara is assuming that the Shratzim that have Oyer, so these shrotzim, the chaburos, eno chizeres. The ones that don't have are the shrotzim, the chaburos that are inside are chizeres. And a chabura has to be eno chizeres. So the Gemara says, how do you know a chabura has to be eno chizeres? Dichsev, we learn it from a pasuk in Yirmiyo. Hayafoich kushi oiroi v'nomer chabar buroisov gam atem tuchlu lehetiv limudei hareya. Just like a kushi can't change his color, so too a leopard can't change his... So Pashina means his spots. But the Gemara says, my chabar burois. Rikmi. Doesn't mean literally his spots, the leopard spots. That's what it sounds like. It means, the word should have been a different word. Elika kushi means as follows. Ma kushi, ma oire de kushi in a chazeres. Just like the oire of a kushi is not chazeres. Af chabura in a chazeres. Chabar burois of meaning chaburois. And what we're learning from here is just like the kushi, his color is not changing. So to the side of a chabura is something that doesn't change. So a chabura that's chizeres is not a real chabura. That's why the shrotzim that are not the shmoyna shrotzim that don't have ar, being that it is chizeres, it's not considered a real chabura. Just one more gemara. Vishar shkotzim. So it says in the Mishnah, shmoyna shrotzim amurim b'toira hachoyvo bem chayiv. A machloikis, is it Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, or is it Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri and the Chachamim, Rav and Shmuel? What about Shar Shkatzim v'Ramasim? Hachayvul behem potter, says the Gemara, Hargon Chayev. It sounds like if you would kill it, you would be Chayev. And in fact, we mentioned not only a Hargon Chayev, but even if you cause it to bleed, you're going to be Chayev. Man Tana, who's the Tana? I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya we learned to the Brice, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ahirikin b'Shabbos. If somebody kills a louse on Shabbos, Kahirik Gomel b'Shabbos. It's as if he killed a camel on Shabbos. Maskev l'Rav Yosef, Ad Kanloi. Meaning, what does it sound like? It sounds like only according to Rabbi Eliezer, Ha'hoira Kina B'Shabbos is Chayiv. So if only according to Rabbi Eliezer, Ha'hoira Kina B'Shabbos is Chayiv, so only according to Rabbi Eliezer, if somebody kills Shkatzim V'Ramasim, he should be Chayiv. But according to the Chachamim, that Ha'hoira Kina is Pater, so if he kills Shkatzim V'Ramasim, he should also be Pater. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef asks, Adkan, let me think about the letter, Rabbi Eliezer, Elba Kina, Dana, part of Rav. The whole Machlech, Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim was Dafka by a louse, because a louse doesn't procreate. Aval shar shkatzim v'ramasim, the parim v'ravim. But all shkatzim v'ramasim that have a mother, they're hatched, they're born, then loy pligi. There's no machlekes. And in fact, the Gemara says, "Ushneim leilam du elam eilam." The machlekes of lezen chachamim comes down to the elam. Elam are rams. Where was shoychet? Netilas neshama. Where was that in the Mishkan? They killed rams to get their skin. Rabbi Lezer saw that ke'elam. Rabbi Lezer says that anytime you kill an animal like an ayil, you're chayv. What's unique about an ayil? Ma ayil sheish ben netilas neshama. Just like a ram involves taking away a life. Of course, sheish ben netilas neshama. A louse has a life. For abundance, every ke'elam. Ma elam the part of a rav. And just like rams, they procreate. They have a mother. I've called the part of a rav. So to anything else that has a mother. Either way, the machloek is Rabbi Lezer has nothing to do with this. Machloek is over there is dafka by a louse that doesn't have a mother. It's not born puruvu. But if you have shkatzim v'ramasim that do have mothers, they are born puruvu. So over there, the halacha is everyone knows you're going to be chayv. So Mishnah has nothing to do with Rabbi Eliezer. Mishnah, it's a good dik. Chayvul's potter. Hargon chayv. Nothing to do with Rabbi Eliezer. Abaya. But Abaya said, "V'kina ain't part of Rav. Is that true that a louse doesn't procreate?" But Mamar, Yosef, Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'zom mikarni rimu abitzekenim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mefarnes the world from the horns of the re'im to the eggs of the lice. Oh, so what do you see? You see that eggs are where lice come from. So the Gemara says, "Mino hu demikri beitzekinim." No, beitzekinim doesn't mean the egg that hatches and the lice come out of, but there's actually a min, a species called Beitzei Kinem. Faith the Gemara, but tiny, we learned in another Brisa. Tefuye u Beitzei Kinem. Rashi says he doesn't know where this Brisa is. Reb Kveger says, take a look at what I said in Brachas Daf Chafei on the base. Reb Kveger brings all the Rashis where Rashi says, Lo Yodana. But either way, Tefuye u Beitzei Kinem. Mino, the Mikro Beitzei. Again, that's a species called a Beitzei Kinem. Vare Farosh, that's a certain type of bug. The part of a Rava, that does broke it. But tiny, we learned in Brisa, that's what Parish Bishabis. Reb Lezim Chai, Reb Yeshua Poiter. So doesn't it sound like, again, this is Rebbe Eliezer's shit? It sounds like only Rebbe Eliezer, not only lice because they don't procreate. It sounds like it's true for all bugs. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Ashi, Tzei Dariga Karamis. What's Sheiches? That's talking about Tzad. We're talking about Sheichet. two different melachos. Ad kan lepligi Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Lezer Shua argued over there. Elo demar sof demar dovash ina b'mina nitzat chayv demar sof potter. They're arguing about if someone captures a trap, something that people don't usually trap, like we had in the beginning of the daf. Over there, it's a machlokes. Rabbi Lezer holds you be chayv anyways. Rabbi Shua also going to be avil inyan ariga as it relates to killing. I feel Rabbi Shua maida. Maybe even Rabbi Shua is going to be maida that you're going to be chayv because over there it's a bug that has a mother. It's part of a rabba. Avada you're going to be potter. The machlokes Rabbi Lezer and the chachamim as it relates to a louse is unique to a louse. Because a louse doesn't procreate. A louse is not born from a mother. And if it's not born from a mother, over there was a machlokes in Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer said, I don't care. It doesn't matter the fact that it doesn't have a mother. At the end of the day, hayre kinos, kahayre gomos, like it killed a camel, a huge animal. And according to Chachamim, no, if it's not part of a rabba, it's not similar to the aisle. Where was their sheikh? Where was the netilas nesham and the mishkan? It was the elim. This is not similar to the aisle. So if this is not similar to the aisle, in this case, you're going to be chayv. Now, if lice don't procreate in the conventional way, if there's no pru or vu, if they don't have mothers, so where do they come from? So where do they come from? So the Rishonim and the Rambam even said that they just somehow grow spontaneously from spoiled fruit, maybe. I don't have the Lashon Rambam in front of me. But the point is that the Rishonim say, it's clear in this Gemara, there was an understanding that the way lice grew was not from a mother. The problem is that we know today, scientifically, that there's no such thing. And there's no such thing as an animal just spontaneously growing. Everything comes from a mother. And lice, even though you need a microscope maybe to be able to see the egg from which it comes, because it's so small, but the reality is there's no human or non-human life that doesn't have a mother. So the question then is as follows, and there's really two questions. The question is, so how could the Gemara say it if today scientifically it's not true? So what's supposed to happen? Does that mean science is wrong? Are you allowed to chalila think that was, meaning from a hashkafa perspective, this is obviously something that's taught in beer, and there's books and svarim and things that have been written about this above my pay grade, the income of Koymil Harach. But I'll just tell you one interesting thing, and that is there's a michtav that's brought down in the michtav Meliyov from Rav Dessler. It's in Chelik Dalet. It's page 355. It's on the bottom in the notes, note 4. So the Magia writes, Ro'isi lirshen kam, masha shamati b'therush mipi kodshoy shal admer zatzal. So he writes, I'm going to tell you something that I heard from the mouth of Rav Dessler. Somebody asked Rav Dessler about three Gemaras in Shas with Chachamim based the halacha on a scientific fact that today, or Rav Dessler's times, was considered to be questionable. And the shaila that was asked Rav Dessler was not the hashkafa question, but the halacha question. Meaning, how does that impact the halacha? Meaning, let's assume that we know for a fact today, again, it's an assumption, but let's assume we know for a fact today that kinim are part of a rava. So does that mean that it's now a problem, according to the Chachamim, to go ahead and kill a louse? Or do we say, no, there's a koyach teira, Chachamim said that it's mutter, because it's not part of a rava. Meaning, we're going to Chumra now. Should we accept science? Should we accept what we're observing? At the very least, the Chumra to say that you're not allowed to be Hayrakina. So if Dessler said that he found from Kadmoinim already, that Kadmoinim felt, yeah, that you're only allowed to assume the science of Chazal, the Chumra. But if we now know maybe it's not that way, then you have to be miyashiv to hashkafa, but as it relates to the halacha, you have to be machmer, and it would be aser according to the chachamim to kill a kina b'zman hazeh. Because now that we know it's part of a rava, even the chachamim would agree that a hayra kina is kahayra gamal b'shavis. But Rav Dessler said, I vehemently disagree with this. He said, I don't think it's true. And Rav Dessler said a tremendous yesod, a one-liner. He said, because when it comes to hezberim in Shas, whenever the chachamim gave an explanation for something, loy ha hezber mechayiv es hadin, Ela lehepech hadin mechayev ahesber. He said, whenever you find the reason for halacha, Rav Dessler said, the reason is not really the reason. It's just a hesber. It's a way for us to understand it rationally. But at the same time, the hesber is not mechayev the din. It went the other way. The din was mechayev the hesber. We have a mesayer. We have a Torah Shabbat Peh. And the Torah Shabbat Peh gave us halachos that we gave over from generation to generation. And the Chachamim throughout the Deiris tried understanding it. Just like they tried finding Ramaz into it in the Torah Shabbat Ksav, using the Yud Gamal Midrash HaTorah and the Drashas Peh. Things that they anyways knew by mesayer. So too they tried understanding. And they gave reasons. So let's say the reason's 100% not true. It doesn't change anything, said Rav Dessler. If the hesber was mechayev the din, then Enochinami, if there's a hole in the Hezber, maybe there's a hole in the dinner. Maybe you have to be machmer, like he brought that he found from Kadmoinim. But he says, I don't think that's the way it works. It's lehepuch. Hadin mechayev a Hezber. And if the din is mechayev the Hezber, then just because you have a hole in the Hezber doesn't change the din. That means you have to go ahead and you have to find another Hezber. What came to mind is the Vilna Gaon. We know that Bimei Chazal, it was very, very chomer for someone to drink mashkim megulim, giloy. Sugi is a masachtas avodah zarah. So if somebody left any mashka uncovered overnight, there was a chashash that maybe a nachash or an akrav of the beginning of the dafim came and maybe it deposited a little bit of poison inside, and as a result, it was considered not okay. Shulchan Aruch says in Yerudei Simen Kuf Tezayim, mashkim sheneskalu asum chachamim, but va'achshav she'ein nachashim mitzuyim beinenu mutter. Now that there's no nachashim, it's going to be mutter. But the Vilna Gaon famously was machmer. Pischei Tshuva brings the Vilna Gaon was machmer. Why was he machmer? So the Vilna Gaon said that the reason I'm being machmer, and the Pasah Shulchan brings it, Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, the Talmud Agra, he brings in his Pasah Shulchan. He said the reason the Gaon was machmer was because the Vilna Gaon said, quote, quoting from the Pasah Shulchan, "V'Rabbeinu Agoyin Zal Hoyonizer Ma'oid B'Chol Dinei Giloy Mitamei V'Nei Mukoy Shetzorich Lizor B'Chol Divrei Chazal Av Shebatol Hatam Shegiloy Kiloy Gilu Rak Tam Echad V'Hilimu Harbei Tamin Nelamim." Every single halacha has many, many reasons, the Vilna Gaon said. And Chazal Megalot tells one reason, but there's many other reasons. And then he quotes from the Tzavah Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. We always quote from the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, but the Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol wrote a Tzavah. He left the Tzavah, we have it till today. And in the Tzavah of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, he actually talks about Giloy, and he says another reason. Over there, he gives another reason for why Megulim is Aser. Bini, have Yizor Shalai Tishna Mayim Megulim Balaylo, Ki Kama Mekatrig and Mishtakhim Ba'olam, Ubehem Yoikshim B'nei Adam. They go and they literally pounce on people. This is related to Hibi Jibi. But the point says, the guy, you see already in the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, in Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Savod is another reason for why you're not supposed to drink Megulim. So the guy said, just because we have one reason, that's only one reason. But really, there's other reasons. It's Yadua that the Talmidei HaGra say over from the Vilna Gaon, and the Maratzchias brings us in Masech the Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, Lo Yikra La Oira Ner. Lo Yikra La Oira Ner. Then the Gemara brings a Braisa, Lo Yikra La Oira Ner, Shemayata. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, Oh, Shemayata? Ani Yikra La Yata. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was Kara, Vihita, Vikasav Am Punkasai, Lekashiyot, Bonabes Amikdash, Avichatash Mena. We've spoken out this Gemara in the Daf 1,000 times. But Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, before he wrote on his Pinkus, he said, Kamer Gedoylem Divrei Chachamim. So the Vilna Gaon said, what did he mean to say? Because if you look in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mishnah doesn't give a reason. The Mishnah just said Lo Yikra Lo Iraner. The Braisa gave a reason. Lo Yikra Lo Iraner Shemayata. So the Gaon said, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, Kama Gedolim Divrei Chachamim, that the Mishnah didn't give a reason. That the Mishnah didn't say Shemayata, because by saying Shemayata, you get yourself into trouble. Because then you think it's only Shemayata, and then maybe this is the only reason, and maybe the reason doesn't apply to me. So the Vilna Gaon, this is somewhat l'shitasai, or at the very least l'inyan, he was worried about reasons, because he said the minute you start talking about reasons, then you're going to start being mevatel halachos l'kula l'chumra. The Gaon held that all the reasons that we have is just one of many reasons, but there were other reasons as well that Chazal would never megalot us. Either way, I think it's a very obvious sushal to this Rav Dessler. Loi hadin ha-hezber mechayiv es hadin elo lehepech hadin mechayiv es ha-hezber. And the truth is there are many reasons. So hayrakina b'shabes is potter because it's not part of a rav. Let's say that's we feel today that's not the way it is. But there could be other reasons, like the Vilna Gaon said. It's no different than Megulim, and we will end with this.